One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for Friday, the 7th of December 2018. Today we're talking about the big C word Christmas on this podcast, so be sure to stay tuned for that. It's going to be a long and rambly one once again, but first let's have a listen to some podcast promos from other ones that are out there. Take it away.
Have you ever been reading through a stack of comics and thought, maybe I should see what this Arkham Asylum game is all about? Or been playing Marvel vs. Capcom and felt like you were at a real disadvantage since you didn't know who half the characters were? Well, Play Comics is the show for you. I'm Chris, and each episode we take a look at video games based on comic properties and how well they stick to that source material. So whether you know the comics and want to know how all these games work, or you know the games and want to find out where all this craziness came from, go check out Play Comics at playcomics.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
So yeah, so it'll be like, I'll be like, hey, and then you guys will be like, hey. Like, and I'll be like, we are the drug detectives.
Mm-hmm. Meat and all right. Potatoes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
We are the Drunk Detectives. We are a true crime comedy podcast.
So we're funny.
Sometimes.
So we pair handcrafted signature cocktails with cold, bloody, unsolved murder. We release a new episode every Sunday. And you can find us on the Apple Podcast app, on Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and Radio Public. Or you can follow us at www.thedrunkdetectives.com.
Bye. Bye.
Dyer's Daily.
Hello, dear listener. Oh, right. Let's see, it's the 7th of December, and every year I always think to myself, my birthday is over, I've had that day, it's all over and done with, so now what do I do for the rest of December? I don't know, you got any ideas, listener? I mean, seriously, anything else to think about or do after your birthday in December? Oh, let's see. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's a tough one. What about? Here's a novel idea. Right, so what about Christmas? Why don't we think about Christmas? Yeah, okay. Let's think about Christmas. Let's see. Do I know any Christmas carols that I'm allowed to sing on the podcast? What about Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way? Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. There is that one, you know, or there is, let's name another one, shall we? Another one that I'm allowed to sing. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah, that one. Let's see. What about Joy to the World? What about that one? Yeah, that's pretty good. There are some great Christmas songs out there that I could sing on this podcast. However, I'm not going to subject you to that because, yes, I am thinking about Christmas now. I always have this ban on Christmas-related stuff before my birthday. It never works out. But you know what? Now I can finally say, let's put the tree up. Let's put all the decorations up. Let's listen to Christmas music. Let's go crazy with Christmas for the next 2 or 3 weeks or whatever the religious festival is. Yeah, you know, the festive season, let's say. Let's go all festive on you. So I'm going to try for the next month or so, next 3 weeks, to go a little bit festive. We'll try and talk about Christmas related subjects because there are so many things that are associated with this time of year. It always kind of inundates. There's so many of the same things every year. I try and find something new. And it's funny because now that it's the 7th of December, I can now open a parcel that I ordered months ago. Now, for those who might not be aware, I am a huge fan of old-time radio. This is a radio period between, say, the 1920s and the early 60s that happened in America. And a lot of the shows that are produced within that period were a bit like the BBC Light programme. They were sort of a mixture of music, and they were comedy shows, drama, all that sort of thing. Comedians like George Burns, Gracie Allen, Phil Harris, Alice Faye, Jack Benny, of course, who is related to this particular package, because I bought an album on vinyl, an original pressing, an original American pressing anyway, of the album Christmas Time is for Family. It's something like that anyway, from the singer Dennis Day, who was the popular singer on that program for about 15 years or something. It's incredibly... I'm not normally a fan of his music, but there is a reason that I've bought this particular album. One, because every song on it is a traditional Christmas song, and it's lovely to be able to play it at Christmas time. I love a good Christmas album. Makes you feel all festive and nice. And also, the front cover is a picture of Dennis Day, his wife, and all his children. He had like 6 or 8 children or something. All his children sat down in a Christmassy scene, and Santa Claus is Jack Benny in a costume playing the violin, which was something that he was known for. So part of the reason why I've bought that record is because of that cover, because normally I find it very difficult, apart from a couple of songs by Dennis Day, I find it very difficult to get into his music, because he's got that kind of operatic tenor style that went out of fashion by the late 50s, early 60s. Although in Britain, we were still pretty much, our popular artists were still kind of singing like that. You know, it's like the before rock and roll and before swing. It's kind of that really operatic kind of style that hasn't aged particularly well. But I do like some of his later stuff that Dennis Day did that was a little bit more upbeat. His stuff like Clancy Lowered the Boom and McNamara's Band and those kind of more up-tempo Irish type songs that kind of had a bit of a spring in their step, which I really like. I like it when a song's got a spring in their step. I don't mind like traditional carols. They're all right, where it's kind of slowed down and it's very festive and very nice. Lots of voices together, but some of the real slower, croony stuff can get on my nerves occasionally, especially if it's in a style which has very much gone out of fashion, although there are a few exceptions. Bing Crosby, for one. It still amazes me that is now considered like a traditional Christmas song, White Christmas, from the movie Holiday Inn and White Christmas, of course. So yeah, that is the reason that I've bought that Dennis Day album, because of the cover. Although I haven't opened the package since I bought it in like October, so I hope it's the right one. I know it was daft, but I had another reason for doing it for one of my projects, so hopefully it's the right one. I've seen some absolutely horrible eBay horror stories recently, and not just eBay, other websites as well. I ordered from somebody the other day, and they didn't even send like a receipt from them on the website. It just came through the post. Sure, I had a confirmation that my payment went through from my people, but their people didn't send anything. And then it just came, and I was like, oh, well, that's good. But is it bad that they don't send it? Because what if they don't actually send it? What if they never sent it in the first place? How do I get my money back on that? These are all questions that I think about sometimes. When you order online, where can you get your refund from if they don't send you a receipt to say you ordered? How can you prove that you ordered it? Tricky one, that, isn't it? Anyway, we're thinking about Christmas here on Dyer's Daily, and I'm thinking about all the music, and I'm lucky that I've actually saved you from hearing me sing, because I found I used to perform quite regularly, actually, back in the day. I used to perform lots of kind of rock and roll and rockabilly stuff, and then I found I had kind of a croony voice, and started performing Phil Harris songs, funnily enough, and lots of swing stuff like that. I found I had kind of a swing kind of swagger to my voice. I'm not really that great. I just sing for enjoyment, mainly in my own home. One day I'd like to perform on stage, but that is nothing but an elusive dream. It's something that could happen, could not happen. But there we go. I should keep it in my heart, shouldn't I? Because that is the spirit of Christmas right there. It seems to become a season of not just goodwill, but of hope and dreams and just wonder. Before the slog of January, where everything seems fresh, but it also seems like, well, all that's over. What's next? Which is always kind of nice, but not nice. So I very much look forward to the festive season. Always look forward to it because it's always such a nice little thing that happens, isn't it? Once a year. Thank God it's Christmas, as Queen used to say. Right. Anyway, I think we're nearing the end of our daily dire excursion. In just a few moments. So I should say, if you've got anything sort of Christmassy related, then do let us know. I'd love to hear what you're doing for Christmas this year. But we will talk about that in a future episode of Dyer's Daily. Thank you very much for listening to this edition. And please do be sure to rate, comment and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. And from me, Jamie Dyer, I say thank you very much for listening to this edition of Dyer's Daily. And I shall see you on the next podcast, which is, shock horror, tomorrow.